from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
No days off.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tampa making NFL history as the only team to ever win a Super Bowl in its home stadium.
I think the leadership that Tom brings, it changed our entire football team.
We're the number one rush defense in the league, man. Mahomes looking, under pressure, throws the ball upfield. It is knocked away at the 50-yard line.
Intercepted.
Would you have guessed that you'd get to Tampa, and when the Super Bowl ended, the ball would be in the hands of Tom Brady?
All right, we're going for two, and we ain't stopping. You beat COVID, and you beat every damn team we lined up against. I can't thank the players, families enough for all the support during this crazy ass year that we had to put up with.
Someone has run on the field, some guy with a bra, arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Pull up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard, the 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
Hey, Kevin, if you're going to run that far, get into the end zone.
Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man.
Let's strap on the pads and hit somebody, shall we?
Hits, misses,
offside,
and messes.
What in the f*** was that?
Time to talk football after hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's always a good time to talk football, but we can feel it now. We're inside of a week until the NFL season officially kicks off. We've got not just the Thursday night, but we've got a whole run. Thursday night, Friday night, Sunday, of course, Monday. You know what happens. Once the NFL starts playing on a particular day of the week, they just don't give up that real estate. It's urban sprawl. Just face it. Fairly soon, we will have games on every day of the week. It'll be routine multiple times per season. The big news coming out of the NFL, our national nightmare is over. The Niners and Brandon Ayuk have agreed to a $120 million extension over 4 years. So he'll make $30 million per year. Bunch of guaranteed money in that. And here's the part that I was surprised to see. It's the same deal that the Niners put on the table weeks ago. And so they did not budge. And finally, Ayuk decided this was his best option. Also, the Patriots, they named their quarterback. In fact, going with the veteran, Jacoby Brissett. You'll hear about that in a couple of minutes here on the show. Dak Prescott talking about his contract negotiations with the Dallas Cowboys and responding to the comments of Jerry Jones, and just some other football stuff we're going to mix in. We're getting set for the college football weekend. If you missed that conversation with Josh Pate, please go back and listen, because we talked about a lot of the big headlines and broke down some of the marquee games this weekend. We'll preview those a little bit through the eyes of the coaches, too, coming up. Did you hear that Carlos Alcaraz was upset at the U.S. Open? Actually out. He went down initially in the first two sets and was unable to recover. And so he's shocked in what is a straight set loss by a guy that I'm confident most of you don't know much about, if you've even ever heard his name, a guy ranked number 74 in the country. But Alcaraz looked sloppy and not locked in or ready to play. He was a bit of a mess, right? He was pretty vocal and upset at himself. He actually said after the match that this was mental, that he was in a fight against myself for the entirety of the match. So that's a big deal. Naomi Osaka also out on the women's side. And she had been trying to get back into form, you know, was able to win that first match there. And it was emotional for her. Hopefully this is a step in her return to tour level play. So there's a lot that we could work into the next couple hours, but we only have 2 hours. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227, online at A-Law Radio, as well as on our Facebook page. Must have at your Labor Day cookout. Go. I know a lot of people are already on the move. It's a getaway day and night. So Thursday into Thursday night, people getting an early jump on the travel since there are expected to be nearly 20 million Americans on the move this weekend. Record numbers for Labor Day. So we'd love to hear from you. If you're doing a cookout, you're hosting family and friends. We will be laboring on Labor Day, both Sunday night as well as Monday night. Got to get ready for the football season, not to mention talk about what we see this weekend in college. And you've got a few days left to sign up for Survivor Island. If you've never played, all you need to do is use the link that's online. It's pinned to the top of our Facebook page. I've seen, gosh, tens of thousands of people have clicked on it. I don't think all of them have signed up for Survivor Island because we need more islands, but we do have four of them. So there should be a place for you on one of them. Go ahead and use the link. If you haven't played before, just need an email and a password and you are in, then you just got to have make the smart picks. You're going to have to stick around. I would say you make it through week 8. And you're golden because not a lot of people make it that far. So don't get cute. Just survive to the next week. That's the only strategy. All right. We promised our friend LJ in Dallas we'd get back to him. I apologize for that. That was an abrupt break there at the top. But you were talking about the Saints.
Yeah. I've been a Saints fan since I was in diapers. And I'm going to say these last couple seasons I have been disappointed.
Sure.
Dennis Allen is like he don't understand. Derek Carr is not it. The Raiders traded him, got rid of him for a reason. They didn't want him for a reason. I don't expect him to be Drew Brees, but at the same time, bro, make a play. Stop blaming other folks when you mess up. Like, he threw a pick and was blaming the receiver, and I'm like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? We got Spencer Rattler, which I think was a steal in the draft. Spencer be balling. And I feel like these first two games, if Derek Carr ain't improved, he need to be benched. You need to put Spencer Rattler in the game. And if this season don't go like it need to go, Dennis Allen need to go. We let Sean Payton walk away and go to the Broncos. What in the world were we thinking? You let our Super Bowl winning coach go to a team, you know, another team, make them better. And they are getting better because Bo Nix was balling in the preseason. But, like, I just feel like Dennis Allen is not quite ready to be a head coach. I think he was a good defensive coordinator. But as far as him coaching his team and making the right decision at QB1, nah. But, you know, that's just my take on it. You know, I'm just a nobody in Dallas.
Oh,
but
you're somebody.
Not to them. I'm just a fan. But, you know, my opinion doesn't really matter, but I'm just tired of being disappointed. I feel like if other teams are making improvements, like the 49ers have come up, the Bengals have come up, all these teams have come up, but we're just still sitting in the same spot and our key players are aging. Cam Jordan, he's a baller, but the time clock is ticking. Chris Olave, that guy is so talented. Why are we just wasting away his talent? Put the people around these people that they need to succeed.
Okay, so a couple of things. Just so we're accurate, Dennis Allen was a head coach before, but it was a while ago. It was almost a decade ago. He was a head coach with Oakland. You're right. The majority of his career, at least in the last 15 years, has been spent as a defensive coordinator. I do think that the Saints probably would have had Sean Payton back had Sean wanted to return to New Orleans, but he did not. Yeah. And so they accommodated him and they allowed him to do TV for a year. And then he was looking for something different. He didn't want to go back to New Orleans. I don't know his reasons why. He does say that New Orleans is still home, but it sounds like he was looking for a different challenge. So I'm not sure that's on the team. They were kind enough to allow him to go somewhere else. As for the personnel, I mean, I think it's key for Alvin Kamara to remain healthy and to be out there on the field. It's been rough on their offense when he's on and off the field, on and off the field. So that doesn't help. I do love Chris Olave. I think they've got some good skill position guys. And as much as I know Derek Carr didn't look terrific last season, I still say he's
terrible.
I still say he was dealing with injuries too. I still say he's a better than average quarterback. And as I don't think it behooves the Saints, who did have a winning record last year. I mean, the NFC South was more competitive than what people expected. I think a lot of it comes down to, hey, they were all trying to get to know each other. It was a lot of new pieces. It was a different place. And I don't think it helps them to throw a rookie out there if he's not ready. Preseason is not a great indicator because you're not often facing the defenses that you will in the regular season. So, yeah, we'll see how bad it gets. If Carr gets injured, well, then we might see Spencer out there. But he is a veteran. Derek is, I say he's a better than average quarterback. And maybe in year two, we'll see more of that. I do think there's room for them to improve. I certainly think that the NFC South is, I don't say wide open necessarily, but I don't think that a, you know, them being able to compete for a wild card is completely out of the question. Last year was, I know it didn't go the way that people wanted, and it was, I'm sure, really frustrating. But still, to be above 500 with all the changes they had last year and not having some of their superstars the entire season, to me, it wasn't a total wash.
Yeah. Well, you know what you're talking about, Amy. And, you know, I just hope for a better season this year.
Yes, agreed.
And speak on Labor Day plans this weekend. Let me tell you something. After hearing what you said earlier, though, I can't get over that when old buddy called into the show. You are forever, you and your husband can pull up to our barbecue anytime.
Oh, I just want you to know. I appreciate that. Oh, that's so much fun. We do like to eat, though. You'd have to have extras.
Oh, we like to feed folks around here. But look, I just want you to know I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, in the immortal words of Martin Lawrence, you go, girl. I'm about to head to dialysis. Pray for me. Hope that I get a kidney soon.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
And I thank you for being the best.
Of course. We're glad to keep you company anytime. Keep us posted, LJ.
For sure.
Good to talk to him. I'm glad that we kept him through the top of the hour because that part at the end there. So we appreciate that we have many of you that are looking for company. Some of you have insomnia. Some of you have health challenges. I've connected with a former NFL player going back, gosh, probably now 9 years ago, who was in the same situation where he was going through early morning dialysis. And that's how he discovered our show. And just told me once we had a chance to connect personally that it was the show that kind of kept him going through what were some really tough moments. So we are honored that you would listen to us, LJ. Thank you. 855-212-4227 on Twix, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. Anybody who offers food is definitely a friend of ours. And yeah, we'll be doing our cookout on Sunday. And right now, I think we're going relatively plain, but we'll have the burgers, we'll have all the trimmings, we'll have sausage. I think we're going Italian sausage, not hot dogs, just because I don't eat hot dogs. I'm going to make my Mexican corn salad. We're going to be overloaded on corn. Corn on the cob, as well as my husband's corn ribs, which he cuts them. I don't want to do him dirty here. He cuts them off of the cob and then he grills them in the long strips of corn. He grills them like that and he seasons them and they are absolutely delicious. And then we'll also have probably have some of his mom's oatmeal cake. We have a guest coming over. Mom's oatmeal cake is Bob's favorite. So he is saving that for the special occasion as well. She sent us one in the mail not that long ago. I don't know if she's maybe a little nervous that I might be capturing his baking heart. Just kidding, Mom. Of course, your oatmeal cake will always be his favorite. Let's see. Online, Nohemi says, must have kielbasa, beef sausage, potato salad, adult beverages, and cheesecake. And she says, my birthday is on the 4th, and it's early celebration. I'll have to remember that. But happy early birthday to you. Yeah, holiday weekend is a good time to celebrate a birthday. My sister-in-law actually had a birthday on Thursday, and so I know she's excited about the weekend and a holiday so that she can have a few extra days at the celebration. A lot of you weighing in on our Facebook page, and again, if you haven't joined us on Survivor Island, the link is at the top of the page. Let's see. Carl goes with tequila. That's the must-have at any Labor Day cookout. Well, as long as you're not getting in a car and driving. All right. Susan, watermelon with salt. Oh, yes. I have no idea why it's so much better with salt, but it is. Michael, on our Facebook page, no bake cheesecake for dessert. I like it. Michael, definitely burgers and homemade potato salad. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see. David says, our Labor Day picnic is a prayer of thanks for the day off, and then some great ribs, coleslaw, and baked beans. Ooh, I like that as well. Thank you. Let's see. Daryl, I'd like to say dogs and ribs are delicious. Oh, yeah. Andy, hot Italian sausage with potato salad. Raleigh goes with carne asada. Oh, yeah. No way that you can go wrong with carne asada. Thomas, gotta have potato salad. Patrick, fajitas are my favorite to make now. Matthew, burgers and dogs. Liam says, we have barbecue on Sunday night, and then George is going with baked beans. You guys have got the right idea. So again, check that out on either of our social media sites. Rodney is in Dallas. Rodney, welcome to After Hours. Well, Rodney might be in Dallas, but he's not on After Hours. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of Dallas, Dak Prescott getting pestered a bit about the negotiations for a new contract now that CeeDee Lamb is done, now that Jerry Jones keeps talking about it. And, you know, Dak is, I think, taking the diplomatic route when it comes to this, though. Maybe you can read between the lines.
I'm super blessed. I'm blessed to play this game, to be in the year 9, to feel as I do, healthy as I do, as confident as I am, the experience that I've had. I'm blessed to play this game. I'm getting paid a lot of money to do it. I've already got paid. To get paid again, that's just part of it. That's I'm due up for that, and whether it's signing here, whether it's somewhere else that I don't care to think about at this moment, it's all part of it.
Well, you don't generally hear him talk about playing somewhere else. Although he's kind of sprinkled it in, at least the door is open to that idea, but he does indicate that he wants to stay in Dallas. Usually he circles back to that, and he wants to stay in Dallas. Well, the regular season is getting close. What about the negotiations? Will they continue?
That's up to Todd and those guys. Once again, I'm not going to be a part of them here as the season starts. And they've been going. They've been going, obviously, heavily through Todd and Steven both. It's just all part of it. As I said, my job and my focus now is control what I can. And as I said, well, back in camp, it's two parts of this. Both sides have to come to the agreement.
Both sides have to come to the agreement. I don't think you could classify him as frustrated. But I would think that with the season closing in, it does behoove him to, is it mentally and physically, kind of close that door to make sure that he's focused on the right things, because it doesn't help him in his desire to have a new contract. Let's say it's not done before the season starts. It doesn't help him to be pulled in different directions. It doesn't help him if he doesn't play well, not necessarily needing to have another MVP-like season. But I don't know that it, and maybe it doesn't change anything with the Cowboys because it's the devil you know, the devil you don't know, so to speak. If you don't have Dak Prescott, then who? But to be able to play another year of terrific football, he's got CeeDee Lamb back on the field with him now. That only forces the issue even more. And he could earn himself some more money, potentially, if he ends up with another terrific season. Stephen Jones has indicated that this process is complicated. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons down the road. Micah says he's fine. He's definitely going to make more money. If he stays healthy this season and does what he does, they'll have to add to his bag, so to speak. But Dak is something that Jerry Jones has asked about a ton. So yeah, he hears, just like CeeDee Lamb did, these guys hear what Jerry has to say, and then they're asked about it. So that part can get a bit awkward.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So it doesn't really hold weight with me.
So not going to bother with it. Now, CeeDee Lamb did actually use his social media to respond to one of the comments that Jerry Jones said. But a lot of that goes out the window when you've signed that new deal. All right. So when you have your money and when you get what you wanted and it works out, a lot of that can fade into the background. Dak doesn't sound extremely confident that a deal will get done before the season begins. It sounds like he's trying to stay relatively even keel. Certainly would like to be done answering questions about it. And so your excuse is, hey, I got to focus on the season. And that is his job. Again, I don't know that it changes whether or not Jerry Jones wants to keep him as the Cowboys quarterback should he not have a great season. But we also know from talking to Cowboys insider, NFL insiders, that Jerry's all in. And if this season doesn't work out with whether it's a division title, double-digit wins, but mostly it's about advancing in the playoffs, is it doesn't work out again for the Cowboys. If they don't get any farther this season than they did last, well, then everything should be on the table. And people have told us that Jerry Jones will be willing to reevaluate his head coach, the coaching staff, his quarterback, some of the other guys on the roster. I don't think that's what's holding up negotiations. I think they can get complicated, especially when it comes to this kind of money. But if they get into the season and there's no deal, you wonder what might change moving forward and how much hangs in the balance with the season itself. All right, we still want to let you hear from Jerod Mayo, Jacoby Brissett, Drake May as the Patriots go with the veteran to start. In addition, college football on the horizon. Oh, it's Labor Day weekend, though. It's a holiday weekend. I feel like that should be the top story. Top line. What do you have to have at your Labor Day cookout? You all are making me hungry. At A-Law Radio and our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Holmes kicks and deals, and the pitch swung on, driven to center. It's deep. Harris is back at the track, at the wall. It's gone into the hedges, and Castellanos has turned the game around with a 2-run home run here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It is his 19th of the season. 5-4 Phillies.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
Scott Fransky on the Phillies Radio Network. Yeah, a dramatic moment for Philadelphia to rally past Atlanta. And in fact, the Phillies were down 4-0 in this one, but they get a home run in the sixth inning, which was a big deal. It was the sixth inning. They get a home run from Brandon Marsh. And then in the very next inning, it's the dramatic shot from Nick Castellanos that puts them in front, and the bullpen is able to make it stand up. So Phillies rally for a win. They're now on the cusp of their 80th victory of the season and still have a firm hold on the NL East. The only team that has a better record than the Phillies right now is the Dodgers, who beat the Orioles in the third game of that three-game set. Remember, started with an Orioles win, and then Shohei Ohtani and Decoy, they steal the show in the middle game of that series. And then the Dodgers were able to jump on early against Baltimore on Thursday evening and hold off the Orioles even as they rallied late. So we've got a couple days left in August, and then we're officially into the September stretch run. But some of these series that are taking place, either they started on Thursday and will run through the weekend, or they were wrapping up. These feature teams that are either at the top of their division or their division rivals. Also a really cool story, too, coming out of Boston, and not about the Red Sox and their playoff hopes or anything like that, but you may remember the name Rich Hill. Well, he came out of the bullpen for the Red Sox against the Blue Jays on Thursday. And the reason it's significant, now he's played with the Red Sox multiple times before, but he's 44 years old, 44 years old. And to get out there and be ready to pitch, to be called into duty by the Red Sox, that's huge.
Wants to get Varsho here, 3-2. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He got him. Welcome back, Rich Hill. A sweeper retires Varsho. What must that feel like for Rich Hill?
He did an outstanding job. We brought him in with men on to get a lefty out. Did a good job. Then, you know, we have Vladdy and then lefties, you know. And he's not here just to hang out. He's here to contribute, you know. For the people that think this is just kind of like for a guy to played 20 years straight in the big leagues. No, we believe that he can get people out, and he did an amazing job.
Now, it is significant, and there's some history attached to Rich Hill getting out there on the mound at 44. He pitches in a game for the 20th season in a row, which you hear from Alex Cora. He joins Tim Wakefield, who passed away in the last year, as the only pitchers to appear for the Red Sox at 44 or older. And now, get this. Well, he, like I said, he'd pitched for the Red Sox in the past, but he's appeared for 13 different major league teams. So he's got quite the resume. Haven't had a pitcher in the majors this age since Bartolo Colon. Remember, he would just not go away. He kept returning. 45 years old, he pitched in 2018 at 45 years old. So to get there at 44 and to do it in a way that the Red Sox believe that he can help them, I mean, they're at a bit of a tailspin, and so they're going to need something, anything to help them. I'm not sure that Rich Hill is the answer, but still, at this point, right above 500, they will take whatever help they can get. Yeah, that American League East has really become a two-horse race between the Yankees and the Orioles, similar to the AL Central with the Guardians and the Royals, who end up losing not just the last game of the series against Cleveland, but also the first of their series against the Astros that started yesterday. And then we're keeping our eyes on this series that's coming up this weekend, too. The Dodgers finished off against Baltimore, but now they go into a four-game set against the Diamondbacks, who are one of the hottest teams in baseball since the All-Star break. Let's see, what did we talk about with Todd Walsh? He joined us Wednesday night from the desert. They've won 21 of their last, now 28, because they lost and the Padres lost on Thursday. See what I mean? Tangled web. I try not to pay too much attention to the scoreboard and to the standings before we get to September, but there are a lot of close races and they've kind of sucked me in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. Easy to find us. Football will start to elbow its way in to the spotlight more and more now. The ability, I have faith in my ability to keep up. The ability, though, to manage and navigate and juggle all the various sports as we head into the fall, it's something that takes practice. I hope it's a little bit like riding a bike. And we do it during the spring as well for a little while. But yeah, the fall, September is kind of the warm-up. October is utterly insane, where all four of the major pro team sports are in their regular seasons or their playoffs in the case of baseball. And, you know, the baseball playoffs, they've expanded now, and so they require a lot more of the attention. In addition, we've got the end of the golf season, right? They're doing the Tour Championship right now. We've also got this U.S. Open that will wrap up post-Labor Day. The WNBA playoffs, I dare say, will have more people paying attention to them this year because of Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever. If they can get in, Angel Reese and Chicago Sky, they play each other on Friday night. So that's a matchup that a lot of people will pay attention to, I have no doubt. So yeah, there may be something that you didn't pay attention to in the past will become not just on your radar, but much more on the radar nationally. The Sky host the Fever. It's a game on ION TV at 7:30 Eastern time, at 6:30 Chicago time, coming up on Friday night. So the power of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the draw, can a bunch of people cancel their plans on a holiday weekend? Now, it is a holiday weekend, which means a lot of people will be on the move. But will you see those ratings, those viewership numbers remain steady with what we've seen from the Fever game so far? We were asking you to vote on the WNBA Rookie of the Year. And yeah, we got a significant number of votes, well over 1,000 between our two sites. And Caitlin Clark, I don't have the exact number, but roughly 88% of you saying Caitlin Clark deserves to be the WNBA Rookie of the Year. Some of you even casting your vote for her as the MVP. Not quite there yet, though I dare say she could end up with the actual single season assist record, not just for rookies, but all time in WNBA history. So that's something to watch. She's already got the rookie record for most three-pointers in a season. She's had a triple-double. She's had 19 assists in a game. I'm really hoping that both the Fever and Sky end up in the playoffs. But yeah, the Fever have been playing well since the break. They've won 5 of 6 and right now are challenging for these final few games that make up the playoff push. So the fall will be busy. It always is. We've got producer Pete starting right after the holiday, which makes everything a little bit spicier. Why not? Why don't we just ratchet up the degree of difficulty? Who wants to go into year number 12 covering football here on the same network with After Hours and have it be easy? I mean, that'd be boring, really. Let's just drill down. All right, so I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up, we'll look at some of the college football games this season. We've got really another hour and let's say 20 minutes, and we'll probably go straight football. Is it too early to call it a football Friday? Nah, why not?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Here's Amy Lawrence.
What are your must-haves at a Labor Day cookout? I'll be here on Sunday night to tell you about our must-haves. We're laboring on Labor Day. I don't generally take time off as we get close to football. I think maybe in the past. Actually, it's kind of funny. My husband and I were talking about the fact that this time last year, I did take Labor Day off because I was in Texas and we were making wedding plans. We were getting closer to our wedding day. And because we were long distance, we had to do as much as possible when I was there in Texas. And so over Labor Day was when we put our invitations together. And I remember we also had a video call with the pastor who would do the ceremony. And we were busy doing wedding things. We were supposed to have my mom and her husband over for a cookout at Bob's house in Texas. And we got so wrapped up in what we were doing that we forgot to start cooking, and they showed up and we had prepared nothing. And so we had to go into, like frenzy mode to get the cookout ready, but it was good. We ended up enjoying the cookout and getting some wedding stuff done. But yes, actually this time last year I did take off Labor Day, but that's not usually my modus operandi. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This weekend, you'll have college football to keep you company on Labor Day weekend. And if you missed my conversation with Josh Pate, he's with CBS Sports, but he also has Josh Pate's college football show. It's wildly popular. We previewed Clemson and Georgia. This is the top-ranked team in the nation, obviously, in Georgia, and trying to win, what is it, a third title in the last 4 years. So they're the team to beat, even though preseason rankings I don't put much stock in, but they just missed out on the playoff a year ago. But here's Clemson, who many people believe now is going to be in the mix in the ACC and maybe even the favorite, considering what happened to Florida State. All right, so can Clemson use this game against Georgia, especially one that takes place in Atlanta, and it's the premier game that, bang, starts out this Saturday slate at 11 o'clock Central Time, but noon Eastern. And so Clemson can even go toe-to-toe with the Bulldogs, but certainly come away with an upset. That kind of serves notice that Dabo Swinney's team is back and the program has rebuilt itself in the wake of, you know, Trevor Lawrence's departure and a couple of down seasons. So that's one game. But under the lights, Texas A&M and Notre Dame. And wow, this is going to be a lot of fun. I love the fact that you've got teams, and Josh and I talked about this, that you've got teams that want to start the season with a loud statement, if possible. Now, with Florida State, it didn't work out that way, right? With Florida State, they ended up taking an upset. But if you are one of these teams that starts out with a very difficult matchup and you come away with a win, or even if you just play really well, again, with the expanded playoff, things are different. And so to have a game, well, to have two of these games that feature top 25 clubs, not only is it great for college football, but it's an opportunity for these teams, these schools, to say, hey, hey, you're going to have to pay attention to us, even as the season unfolds. And I like it. Right? It can go royally and completely off the rails, or it can be a statement that serves notice to the rest of college football and, of course, to the committee. And you've got a brand new coach for Texas A&M against number 7 Notre Dame, Mike Elko. He was happy with what he saw from his guys during fall practice. But yeah, this is going to be a real challenge against a team that is preseason number 7. So to hear Mike Elko talk about the Fighting Irish, this is what you need as a preview.
As we transition to Notre Dame and just kind of talking about them and their team, obviously a lot of respect for Marcus Freeman. Him and I have known each other for a long time, going back to our days in the MAC when he was at Kent State and I was at Bowling Green, and we would cross paths in recruiting. And so defensive guys tend to follow each other in this profession. And so, you know, certainly have watched him and watched his defense over the years, and he's a tremendous head coach. Offensively, last year they were the 7th-ranked scoring offense in the country. They went out in the offseason, they hired Mike Denbrock, who was the leader of the number 1 total offense and scoring offense in the country. And so we expect them to be extremely prolific on that side of the ball. It starts with the quarterback, who I have some familiarity with, obviously Riley Leonard and everything that he brings to the table, but a true dual threat quarterback, I think, who can hurt you both with his arm and with his legs. And so he presents a huge challenge in the backfield.
Texas A&M, very talented team. As you watch last year's, the guys that returned from last year's team, they're a very talented group. I have a lot of respect for Mike Elko and the job he's done at Duke and previously as a defensive coordinator at different places, and the way he's developed his football team. So we know it's going to be a challenge. We're looking forward to it. It'll be a great environment, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to face in another top 20 program and Saturday night down in College Station.
Mike Elko and then Marcus Freeman, who, as they both indicate, know each other well. Texas A&M is the kind of atmosphere that makes an impression. You don't forget it once you go to a game in College Station. And it's actually not far from where my mom lives now, but I went to a game at Kyle Field back when I was working in local radio, and I was covering the Big 12, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State primarily. And the OU Sooners were ranked number 1 in the country. They were undefeated. And I went to cover the game that they would play at A&M. I have never seen an atmosphere like that in my entire life. It was absolute insanity. And the way that the cadets have their singing, their chants, the crowd itself is expected to be roughly 100,000 people. And on the field with the stands and how they almost go straight up. They don't, but they appear to go straight up. And there's this illusion as they sway back and forth that the stadium is actually moving. It's an incredible thing to see and hear in person. The chanting, the singing, all of the ways that the cadets get involved, it's nonstop. And so, yeah, this will be a challenge for any team. The Fighting Irish, I like what Marcus Freeman has done. They spent time during their camp trying to create this atmosphere. They weren't great away from home last year. To try to recreate what is a loud, raucous, obnoxious, nonstop crowd participation, the 12th man, of course, I can't wait to see it. But yeah, if you've never been to Texas A&M, it's a sight to behold. Now, it will be a challenge against the Notre Dame secondary. They've got award winners. They're one of the best in the nation. And so that's a matchup to watch. I'm looking forward to that one as well. Should be a lot of fun. Alabama starts out its tenure post Nick Saban with Kalen DeBoer. So there's so much there. They don't have a doozy of a matchup to begin, not a ranked opponent. But still, anything post Nick Saban, just thinking about what he meant to college football, forget, you know, just the Crimson Tide and the SEC, pretty incredible to think about a new era there. And yeah, his voice will be everywhere because he's on TV. He and Bill Belichick, we can't miss you if you never go away. No, I'm just kidding. I don't actually want them to go away. I'm interested to see this other side of them now that they're getting paid to talk, where for so long it was about being as tight-lipped as you possibly could. So these are just a few of the matchups. We had a tweet about this time yesterday that was pointing to Miami and the Hurricanes in Florida. So there's another matchup with a lot of local juice to it. You need cookouts for college football, for the Labor Day weekend. What is the must-have at your Labor Day cookout? At Amy After Hours, at A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. And for sure, you want to join us on Survivor Island. You're now inside of a week to go until the NFL kicks off. You do not have much time left to obsess over your pick. You just have to pick one. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.